Good afternoon and welcome to Holy Cross. My name is Pastor Robert Flores. I have the privilege of hanging out with the good people of Holy Cross a couple times a week. And on behalf of the family, Carrie and Sarah and the family, we want to thank you for making the effort to come to the funeral and just to share, maybe later on at the lunch, your thoughts about how Ferd impacted your life. And I'm sure Carrie and the family would appreciate any conversation today. So, Lord's blessings on our worship together today. In your service folder for today, the hymn For All the Saints, we're going to sing just three of those. And we're going to sing 1, 2, and 8. 1, 2, and 8. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life.
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness to all your servants, who having finished their course in faith now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated as we sing all four verses of How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
The Old Testament reading is from the 61st chapter of Isaiah. Spirit of the sovereign God is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. This is the word of the Lord. And from what we call the resurrection chapter of 1 Corinthians 15, we read, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and this mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is a violin solo by Charles Stout. We are not singing along. By the way, you can stand if you'd like. By the way, a few weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, we celebrated, if you're Protestant, maybe you remember the Reformation, but we celebrated the Reformation a few weeks ago, and one of Ferd's requests for that day was that Charles play the song that he played, "The Church's One Foundation." So thank you, Charles, and thank you, Ferd. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th and 6th chapters. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated as we sing, I Love You, Lord. Basically, we're going to just repeat the first and second stanzas of this song as it's printed. Are you going to sit there? I need to borrow the chair. We didn't talk before, so. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are blessed to be here today. And Lord, sometimes we struggle with loving you. But we are thankful for the memory of Ferd, who many times shared his love of your son and was comforted by it and now rests in that love with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Suppose you want to know what the chair is about, don't you? I'm not going to sit in it. But Carrie and Sarah and all of you as family, as I was getting ready for this service, in fact, I changed my mind a couple times. So the reading I'm basing this message on was not one we read this afternoon. And I got to thinking about the fact that, and I kind of teased the family at the little prayer time we had together, about Ferd sitting in what us Lutherans call the Lutheran row, which is the back. And in fact, sir, right ahead, right there, you're sitting in the last place I saw Ferd. So can you move down just a little bit? It's kind of a holy place now. But it got me to thinking about an empty chair. There's a lot of symbolism and thought about an empty chair. If you've ever been in a small group Bible study, oftentimes people will have an empty chair. It reminds them, first of all, that to invite Jesus into the midst of the group, and then also a reminder to maybe invite someone else into the small group to fill that chair. There's a reading from the 20th chapter of John. The little subtitle is called The Empty Tomb. It's after Jesus rose from the dead. And he appears to Mary Magdalene in all of this. And Mary Magdalene is upset that she can't find Jesus, that he's gone. And so this gardener, she thinks, comes up and says, "What's up with you?" And he says, Jesus, now this is actually Jesus, she's thinking it's the gardener. "Woman," Jesus said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell him where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus calls us by name. And oftentimes in our life, he says our name like he said it to Mary. He said it quietly, peacefully, but he said, "Mary." And instantly she recognized who it was. It got me to thinking about last Saturday night and Saturday, when family, friends gathered with you, Miss Carrie, and just sort of sat around. And I was there a while, and I think 95% of the time I was sitting with you, you were holding Ferd's hand. But then, about 8:30 that night, Jesus called out a name. And he just quietly said, "Ferd, let's go." Now, that's not a moment that we always like. In fact, it will be in your memory bank for a long time. But Jesus didn't come with trumpets and, you know, fanfare. He just quietly said to Ferd, "Ferd, come on." So now we have kind of an empty chair here. And there will not be another Ferd. God makes us all individually different. And we can thank God for that, because Sometimes we find people that are close to us and we don't like them. One of the challenges we have in life is this life cycle of birth, life, and death. It happens. It's going to happen. And now we're here today because we've got an empty chair and theoretically an empty pew back there. And I'm sure there's going to be times when I or the good people at Holy Cross are going to walk by that pew and expect to see Ferd. And there will be times in your life, Carrie, 45 almost, right? Like next week, okay. Times in your 45 years of marriage with a very quick engagement period. I love that story. Thank you for sharing it. That there will be things that will remind you of Ferd over and over and over again. That's okay. It's part of the grieving process, part of enjoying the memory of a person. Now, all of us here at Holy Cross thought Ferd was perfect. You're nodding your head like you agree. Okay, well, maybe I should talk to Sarah more. But of course, Ferd would be the first one to say, I am a poor, miserable sinner. I have sinned against God and you guys and whomever. I have sinned against God especially, he would say. And he gives an answer oftentimes that I've heard from other people, but I'm better than I deserve. And that says a lot about Ferd, and it says a lot about our relationship with God. I'm getting better than I deserve. When Mary Magdalene was at the tomb, she was upset, grieving, much like you guys. And oftentimes people will ask the question, God, why did you take my loved one away now? What's the reason? I don't like it. And you and I may take on the attitude of Mary Magdalene at that point, standing at the tomb and like, really? He's gone? Where am I going to find him? If you just tell me where he is, I'll go get him and take care of his body. And there may be times when you guys say, why in the world did God take Ferd now? Somebody's got to cut the grass, right? On his John Deere. So you and I have to be thankful to God that we had Ferd in our midst. And maybe at a time like this, it's a time for all of us to sort of say, okay, who around me do I need to say I appreciate and I love you? Maybe that's Ferd's way of saying, hey, y'all, get with it. Don't forget to reach out to people whom you care for and love every single day. One of the challenges, again, we have is with that empty chair, what are we going to do? How's God going to fill that hole in our lives? I don't know if I should bring this up in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but it was a well-known fact that Ferd was a Kentucky basketball fan. And oftentimes, the Kentucky basketball team is very good. And I watched them play the other day. They pounded on Duke. And one thing I noticed about the Kentucky basketball team of this year was that when one of them wasn't playing well, the others would pick up the game. There was a stretch where one of their stars couldn't hit a shot for anything, but the other people picked it up. How about you and I picking it up from here? Preferred. Just a thought. What can you and I do to honor his memory, but to celebrate the relationship he had with Jesus Christ? I mean, it was a relationship that started at a place similar to this, right here. And that relationship grew over the years through God's holy word. And he loved taking Holy Communion because he knew that at the foot of the cross, when he was kneeling up here, that it was truly the presence of Jesus in the body and blood for the forgiveness of the sins that he had committed. When Mary Magdalene turned to Jesus and said, "Teacher," or "Rabboni," it was one of those aha moments for Mary Magdalene. Now, we don't know a lot that went on right there. We just know what the gospel writer John told us. But I pray that all of us in this room will lift up Carrie, Sarah, and all of you guys in prayer and in thought. I know a lot of you have ministered to them in this last few days, this last week. But the ministry continues, doesn't it? Even after all of the family has gone home, Carrie's here. And I think all of us at Holy Cross, and probably most of the people in this room, will be there for you. You know, one thing I like that Carrie said the other day, several things, but this one thing stuck in my mind. And we were talking about this, you know, ministry down the road. Because oftentimes when someone dies, it's really good the first few days. And then like a month, 2 months down the road, it's like we're all back to our lives. But Carrie said, "Well, I'm going to ask for help." Praise God for that. We don't know, you don't have German background, do you?
Yes.
Oh, she does. You must have got escaped then. Because a lot of Germans don't ask for help, so. The privilege we have of serving one another is one of the reasons we're put on this earth. I can't ever remember in the few short months that I've been part of Holy Cross where Ferd ever said, "Well, I want this." That just wasn't in his DNA. But he did want a couple of the songs we sang already that you picked out. And for us today, I think for us in this building and in the people of Holy Cross and the people of Ashland, wherever else you have come from today, we need to trust. There's a passage also in the book of John few chapters before what I read. And it has something to do with that. It's John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also might be where I am. That's what Jesus did with Ferd. Took him along. Now you and I got to stay here. Okay? So while we're here, what are we going to do? Are we going to examine our lives? Examine our relationships with each other, with God? What are we going to do with the time that God has given us to stay on this earth? Are we going to look around us and say, I'm getting better than I deserve? Because that can kind of be a motto for us for the next while. Maybe we can call it the Danny motto. I get better than I deserve. And yes, we do, because Christ died on the cross for us, for all people, and for those who believe in him as their Lord and Savior. He gets to call us by name. What a beautiful, beautiful thing that God gets to do is to call me, call you by name. For Carrie, Sarah, and all of you as family, you're going to make it, aren't you? Absolutely. And I think our making it is part of the tribute to the memory of Ferd. So may the Lord continue to take the moments, the Mary Magdalene moments that we have in life, in which we run in fear. We wonder where Jesus is. And he comes to us through his word. He comes to us through Christian friends. He comes to us through the sacrament. And he just quietly, peacefully calls out our name. And sometimes that's all we need, is to quietly hear his word. No big fanfare. So may all of us enjoy being called by God and the beauty of a Savior who personally loves us each and every day. Amen. Want your chair back?
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. My song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of angels descending, bring from above. is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Please rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise and adore you this day for the gift of everlasting life. It is that celebration of life that we lift up to you today. The life that you gave to Ferd Daney, but more importantly, the everlasting life you gave to him through your Son, Jesus. So when you and I and all the people that are gathered here today, when we run to you, Lord, sometimes out of fear, wondering where you have gone or where is your Son, Jesus, we can be comforted as we look to your holy word and simply hear our name quietly spoken by your Son. It is a personal name. It is the name we have been given. And your Son has been given the name above all names, Jesus Christ, who proclaimed the victory when he died and rose, the victory that is ours, the victory that we will ride into heaven with. But while we are here, Lord, may we thank you for the gift of life of Ferd Daney. We ask you to be with Carrie, Sarah, and the family, to give them comfort, strength, to surround them with family and friends who sincerely and willingly will do acts of kindness, compassion, and to just simply be there. Maybe even to just listen. So Lord, we thank you for the people who have given of themselves in these last weeks and the people in the future who will do the same. And so Lord, we lift this all up to you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us all to pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy
Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Please stay standing as we sing Amazing Grace.
Please be seated for a moment. Charles is going to play on his violin a little bit of a postlude from Amazing Grace, and then the family will go out, and you're invited to come to our church basement, lower level, for a lunch.